Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're waiting on Precious Achiuwa to join us here. Heat released what the Vice jerseys are going to look like. So what is it, Solana? These are the final Vice jerseys?
The Vice Versa jerseys. They also released a court along with them. I think they look fire, guys.
It's like half and half, right? It's the blue Vice jerseys and the pink Vice jerseys, and half the jersey is blue, half is pink, right? They kind of fade into each other.
Yeah, Zach Lowe posted a little, a piece on ESPN kind of detailing how the Heat's marketing team and their design team, their art team, they wanted to put, like a bow, kind of end the Vice jerseys, end the whole Vice theme. And this is the design that they came up with, kind of to, again, like just recap everything that they've put out in the past. And, you remember the light blue ones, the white ones, the sunset Vice jerseys. And this is a mixture of all of the jerseys.
I have to imagine that the Miami Heat Vice jerseys are some of the best selling specialty jerseys in the history of professional sports, right?
That's a good question. I would say some of those throwbacks.
I'm saying specialty jerseys. Like throwbacks, absolutely. Everybody loves a throwback. The Dolphins throwbacks, obviously. Yeah. Everybody loves those. Let's see what Precious thinks of the Vice Versa jerseys. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Precious Achiuwa, he is the Heat's first-round draft choice, and he is joining us now. Today is technically Heat Media Day, and normally we'd all be surrounding, everyone with the Heat and pointing microphones in their faces, but it's all done virtually and by phone. Hello, Precious.
Hello, how you doing?
We're good. We're good. What'd you think of the Vice jerseys that the Heat released today?
Oh, my God. This is so... I don't even know what to say. This is so good. I don't know. Those might be, one of the best jerseys that I've seen, and definitely going to be one of the best jerseys I've ever played in. It's just the color combination. It's just so good.
And, bro, I got to ask you about Pat Riley. We call him the Godfather. I don't know how much you know how you followed the Heat in the past, but, man, what was that first meeting like? What was that first meeting like when you got to sit down with the Godfather?
It was crazy. That was not the first time I spoke to him. It was the first one I spoke to right after I got drafted. He called me. We spoke on the phone briefly. But the first meeting when we sat down was actually, we talked about a lot of things. And he was just trying to get to know me personally, face-to-face. It's different when you talk over Zoom and, over the phone, but, face-to-face conversation. So talk about a lot of things. And he was just trying to get a better understanding of who I am and what I'm about.
I mean, that's being in the realm of basketball greatness, right? But you're going to have a lot of those moments. I want to say you're going to have a lot of those moments, Precious. But then I noticed Channing said to you, bro. So I'm guessing Crowder, you won't call him Precious because you don't want to call another man Precious.
I go with P because I think Andre Iguodala, he texted you on draft night, P, and he said, I'm going to call
it
you
was,
P.
It was one of the best tweets I've ever seen. It just said, yo name is P. That was perfect. what do people call you, Precious?
That's crazy because all my friends call me P.
All right, so that I'm assuming that's what your teammates will end up calling you?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what they're going to end up calling me.
All right, so now...
Tyler already called me P, so a lot of the coaching staff already called me P, so I'm assuming that's what they're going to end up calling me.
Do you like having the name Precious?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I love it. I think it's unique, like you said. It's something that gets your attention. Like, he just said he doesn't want to call another man president. That already got his attention. It could be good. It could be bad. At the end of the day, you know, I got his attention already, and he don't even know it.
Yeah, because usually when we have guests on, he'll say, all right, Bill, blah, blah, blah. And he just dropped a bro on you, and it jumped out at me that he was not going to call you precious.
Noticed, I noticed. That happens a lot. So I just kind of like let it, you know. I just let it go.
But P, you think it would have been as cool if you weren't 6'9", 240? What if you were 5'7", 102?
Hey, that's something that at least I don't have to worry about. I don't know what that feeling would be like.
Right. Crowder's so right, because you think it's cool and it's a conversation starter. If my name was Precious, oh my God, would my life have been murder? My life would have been torture. And then for people that don't know, what are your brothers and sisters' names?
Oh, we're going to get into this. all right. So I'm going to start. My brother's name, we have Promise. Then we have my older brother's name is God's Gift. And then we have God's Will.
God's
Will. And then my sister's name is Grace and Peace. So, you know, it's just all like names that you don't hear anywhere. You know, it's just, they're all conversation starters, you know. It's like somebody comes up to you like, hey, what's up? How you doing? James. And you go, hey, I'm Precious. I'm God's Gift. That's like, what? God's Gift? You're Precious, you know? At first, they probably think you're trying to be funny, but they're like, you know, is that like a translation? Like, I'm like, no, it's not a translation. It's actually that, you know, it's not a translation from any other language. It's English, God's Gift. It's English Precious.
And is it a, like a religious thing, a, you know, cultural thing? Where did your parents come up with the names?
I mean, I wish I could answer that question. I need to know. I've never actually sat down and had that conversation. You know, it was just so normal growing up. You know, my brother's name is God's Gift, and we just called him Gift. You know, my name was Precious. They just called me Precious or P or whatever. You know, it was just like normal to us. Like, we never actually thought it was anything abnormal about the name, you know. So we just never really worried about asking.
It's so funny because I think of, like, you know, a school where the teacher is calling roll, and then I think of the Key and Peele skit, but it's not a skit. Like, the kid's name is really God's Gift or God's Will. Like, that's really it is definitely unique. Precious Achiuwa is with us, the Heat's first round draft pick. So I was saying, so you're in the realm of greatness with Pat Riley, but, like, have you thought about it? You're going to have these pinch me moments starting, you know, in just a few weeks, where I'm assuming guys that, you know, you were playing on PlayStation where you were pretending to be them, you're going to be D'ing them up on the court or going at them at the rim. Like, this is going to be wild. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I sat down. I thought about that. You know, that's the beauty of the game there in the league that we're playing, because, you know, everything happens so fast. And I'm glad that not only do I have to go against guys that I play on PlayStation or I watch on TV, so not only do I have to go against them, you know, in games, I also have to learn, you know, I get an opportunity to learn from, you know, great basketball players on the same team. You know, it's going to help me prepare for, you know, those situations. So that's how I really look at it.
And P, one of Pat Riley's sayings, and you know, talking about the Heat culture now, is we're going to be the hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest team in the league. Like, knowing that culture, hearing about that culture, is it intimidating to a rookie to know what you're stepping into?
No, I don't think it's intimidating to me. That's kind of how I played at Memphis, you know, under Coach Penny Hardaway. That was the same coach that he had on selfishness, willing to do whatever it took to win basketball games, that grit, that grind, and that competitive spirit, you know, on and off the court, and just how to carry yourself as a basketball player and a professional. So that's kind of, I think it's going to be a lot easier translation, and especially coming from Coach Penny Hardaway's program into the Miami Heat organization.
Yeah, P, and I heard Coach Hardaway, actually, he came on, you know, one of our other shows in this station, and he called you Energy P. And then Mike Wallace, who covers the Grizzlies, he's a friend of the show, and he came on, and that was the one thing he said. He was like, I didn't cover the guy, you know, game in and game out, but his energy's crazy. Like, are we going to see some just off-the-wall energy with you out on that court? Because two people that I respect now has said that about you.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to do that just so I don't let them down. And I'm fine. But that's something that I pride myself in. You know, bringing a lot of energy to the games, just being that spark, you know, just bringing that life to the games, you know, being everywhere, you know, rebounding, just doing whatever it takes to win basketball games, really.
Precious Achiuwa is with us, and the games are going to be here before you know it. I mean, this is a quick turnaround for the Heat. You weren't part of the finals run, but this is a very quick turnaround for your teammates. What teammates have you gotten to know so far in your short time with the Heat?
I've gotten to know Tyler, obviously, you know, all over the internet right now. Avery Bradley, Mo, you know, we haven't really, you know, those are the guys I've really, you know, sat down and spoken to. Besides that, right now we're just following the whole, you know, COVID procedures right now, you know, to make sure everybody's safe. But yeah, those are the guys I've really, really, you know, spoken to. I had a conversation, you know, Jimmy texted me, and that's about it.
And P, other things I heard that you're a very intelligent dude, and so I want to ask you a kind of a self-scout. Now you're at the big boy league, you're at the next level. What aspect of your game are you going to try to improve on? Like Hawk said, it's a shortened off season, but what aspect of your game do you think you need to improve on to really make a dent in this league?
I think every aspect of my game, and I pride myself in being very versatile, and you know, I want to be able to you know, improve every aspect of my game moving forward. You know, my jump shot, my decision making, my passing, my defense, my rebounding. You know, I think that's what's going to add value to me as a player, who I am.
Precious Achiuwa is with us, so you're raring to go, I guess, right? You're ready to get on the court.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the court.
I mean, the media day, this is like a weird media day, because normally you'd be surrounded by media and it'd be a whole big thing, but you're just doing some phone interviews and some Zoom interviews and whatnot. But I guess this is where you really start to go, okay, we're going to get out there. And a lot of people are thinking that, you know, you might bring what Bam Adebayo has brought to this team, which would be unbelievable for us.
Yeah, of course. You know, like I said, just being around, you know, guys like that, being around guys like Jimmy, Andre, UD, just being able to learn from those guys, asking them a lot of questions, you know. I think that's the beauty of the organization. And for myself, just always, you know, asking those guys questions and learning from them. If anything comes up, is very important to me. Like Bam, you know, someone that, you know, I've done a lot of comparisons to. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just asking them questions. If I have a point where I don't understand anything or something, and I'm struggling with something, I could just easily go to him, and I'm sure he's willing to help me out.
And P, I don't want to count another man's pockets, but you about to have a little something in yours that you haven't had, I'm going to assume. Do you have a first buy? Are you a jewelry guy, a clothes guy, a cars guy? Like what are you going to do when you see that check that has a lot more commas than I'm assuming you're used to not seeing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm probably just going to, you know, take it slowly, you know, just kind of just, you know, build on things. I'm not going to go crazy right away, you know. So that's how I'm most likely going to go.
Well, Crowder here, my radio partner here, he was drafted by the Dolphins in the third round. You want to tell him what you did with that bonus check so that he doesn't make the same mistake that you made?
Yes, please tell me.
I bought an old school car. I bought 11 alligators. I got them killed, dyed, and tanned so I can have alligator skin interior in the car. The car probably cost me close to six figures, bro, and I drove it twice a month. It was the dumbest decision in the history of time.
That's the Okay, I learned. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. Now, granted, he went to University of Florida, so he had a Gator tie-in. So it wasn't just randomly, I want to have Gator skin. There was a tie-in. But, yeah, don't I mean, get a Maybach or something, right? I mean, don't trick out something that's a piece of trash. Precious Achiuwa, the Heat's first-round draft pick. We are excited to watch you play this season. We appreciate you making time for us, and good luck. Hopefully, we can talk to you again throughout the season.
Of course. Thank you.
There you go. Precious Achiuwa. He was fun, man, right?
He is. Nah, he's going to be fun. And he's young,
too. He's going to be fun. Yeah. Young, and he's still, though, like you could tell. I just feel like he's gonna get what the Heat culture is all about. Just love talking to him there. All right.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Help! Help! Where's my fork?
Hock and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.